Oh, yeah. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich will have your opening bell at 5. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran at 6. And I will be visiting with Pete at 6:40 this morning to preview this weekend's new movies and to talk a little bit about my screening of Revenge of the Nerds on August 8th, which is going to feature Curtis Armstrong, also known as Booger, live in person to introduce the movie, do a Q&A afterwards, and sign copies of his new book. We'll tell you all about that as Pete fills in for Steve a little bit later on. I'll be on at around 6:40. So tune in for that. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And if you want to participate, we're going to start talking about right now things that you just don't get. I just don't get it. Everybody else loves it. I don't like it, or I hate it. And you're in the minority because everybody thinks it's great. And we're going to cover any kind of thing here. We can do entertainment, you know, if you want to talk about books and movies and TV and music and bands, food, things in general that everybody else seems to love and you just don't get it or you just hate it. I would love to hear about that. You are in the minority, and it doesn't in any subject matter. 312-981-7200. I just don't get it. Everybody loves it. I hate it. That's the topic. So talk or text right now. 312-981-7200. Let's start with Esmeralda because I think Esmeralda probably has the most probably has the longest entries of lists. What's the first one that pops into your head, Esmeralda?
And it's so. Let me. To correctly what you're saying is things that I don't like,
yes,
but that everyone likes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Things that you don't like, but everybody else loves.
Mm.
So, like, for instance, I will give you a for instance. I'm looking at, I was just scanning through, like, Ask Reddit.
Yes.
And I was looking at some of the responses on Ask Reddit. And by the way, some of the responses that you find on Ask Reddit are hilarious because people are just goofballs. The first one that popped up was The Big Bang Theory, which I agree with.
Yeah.
I agree with 100%.
I'm going to go with, because I'm not quite sure what he has done in its entirety, but I'm going to go with, I'll say, most Chuck Lorre programs.
Yes.
Because every time I see something and it's him, I go,
Well, this is what here's what's funny about this. The one of the Reddit comments says, Big Bang Theory, but I hate all of Chuck Lorre's shows. Dharma and Greg, Mike and Molly, Two and a Half Men. Yeah, that's his credits are not very impressive. Although Mom is pretty good, I got to say that first of all, you've got Allison Janney and you've got Anna Faris. So that right there, you've got two of the most talented and funny women in the world. So that show is actually not that bad. But all the other ones, and I really don't understand Big Bang Theory. And by the way, do you know that there's going to be a prequel?
Why?
It's called Young Sheldon.
His, like, even that character for the, that guy just bothers me to no end.
Jim Parsons. Yeah.
He makes me so, not uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable for everyone else.
I think Jim Parsons is a talented guy, but I just can't stand the character that he plays.
Yeah. Good on him. He's fine.
Yeah.
It's that character.
Imagine how excited you must be about the prospect of watching that character as a child.
Mm-mm.
I saw the commercial for it last night when I was watching Big Brother. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me, right? I'm going to talk to Feinberg about this tomorrow. Dan Feinberg is going to join us. By the way, tomorrow morning, Friday morning, Dan Feinberg is going to join us to completely cover the Emmy nominations, which are announced later this morning. Normally, we have Feinberg on, as you know, Esmeralda. Normally, we have Feinberg on every other Thursday. But since the nominations are coming out later today for the Emmys, we're going to have him on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll definitely ask him if he saw the pilot for Young Sheldon and what his thoughts are.
Okay, I think I got one.
Okay, another one?
I got one that I don't understand.
Yeah.
And this is kind of specific to a generation.
Yeah.
And especially because I'm going this weekend to Pitchfork Music Fest, and it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Which is the 90s fashion that has come back.
Now,
a resurgence.
Are you
specifically?
Yeah.
The jeans that go all the way, high-waisted jeans, high-waisted shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in that really light jean color.
Is that a 90s thing?
Yeah.
I mean, because that was like that in the 80s, too.
Right, but they're worn in this way that just makes you just look so just weird and boxy.
Are they like mom
lumpy.
Jeans? Do they look like mom
yeah,
jeans?
Yeah, they pretty much look like mom jeans. Like everything you want to not be accentuated is accentuated in these. And mind you, I wear high-waisted jeans, but I wear high-waisted jeans that are of this era, and they're meant to hide things and slim you and,
yeah.
and tuck things in. These are just like, hey, everything's just hanging out
yeah.
underneath these jeans.
I think there's a certain type body type
no, for sure.
that looks good, but the yeah, it's not.
No,
I know
but it's
exactly
even,
what
even
you're
those,
about.
I've seen them. I've seen them on very thin girls, and it's like their butts look like pancakes. And I'm just like, what? Why do you want to wear that?
Wow.
Your hips look just horrendous. It is not a good fashion choice.
I thought maybe people were walking around in flannel and docks.
They do. I've seen them. I've seen girls run. They look like they just ran out of a time machine out of 1993.
Yeah.
They see, got that, the flannel around their waist, yeah. boots,
see, I like
shorts.
That. I like that look.
Yeah, but it's like, what is going on?
I don't know. I like it when ladies wear shorts with boots. That just that's
yeah, but
a,
these
that's
are
a look
like,
that I like.
But these are like the 90s era shorts. Again, like just like paunchy.
Yeah.
You get like a paunch in the front. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it whatsoever.
It's, you know, yeah, I mean, I don't know, you know, the whole fashion thing goes beyond me because I haven't changed the way I've dressed in 35 years. So, I mean, I wear jeans and T-shirts and shorts.
See,
and
yours
T-shirts.
Is, yours is just a, but that's like every generation has that, jeans
yeah.
and T-shirts. It's fine. But, and then they're light colored, which makes them even worse. I just don't, I can't.
All right. Is there, okay. Now, Vic, is there anything that you're kind of alone about? Like, you don't like it, but everybody else seems to like it in any category?
Well, this probably was a little more, it goes back to my days growing up in California, because I know there's not really, I mean, we have some great beaches here in Chicago, but not as widely as the state of California.
Well, yeah, because we don't have an ocean.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Apparently, you don't need an ocean to have a beach.
Yeah.
The beach, going to the beach, hanging out at the beach. I just didn't get it growing up in California. That was very odd stance to have.
That is odd growing up in California. Yeah, that is odd.
Really, I didn't like it.
Well,
I pretended honestly because I thought I'd be shamed.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm not an outdoorsy guy at all. Like I don't, you know, like, hey, let's go hiking. No. No. I don't like camping. I don't like I'm not an outdoors guy. And yes, the beach, I just don't want to sit in the sun.
Yeah, it's
on
just
the sand. I don't understand.
I still go. I take my kids, but I just, it's not my, I get bored quickly.
Yeah.
And I get hot and yeah.
Yeah.
I could understand it here, mm-hmm. but not on like a real.
No, even on a real beach.
Beach.
Now, it's nice to go to the beach in California or, you know, the coast and smell the, it's got a great, you know, specific smell,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Aroma.
Yeah.
But hanging out at the beach all day was just not my thing. I didn't get it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what we're talking about, and it could be anything. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I'll give you another one. I'll give you an example of my own here. And I got to say it, and I know that I'm going to get, you know, it's people will, I don't get Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I don't get it. And it's been thrust upon me for many, many years because it's something I should get. Because one, it's vampires. Two, it's a hot chick kicking ass. And three, it's like, it's hip and it's, you know, and it's very genre-like and very smart. But I've tried, I can't tell you the number of times, Esmeralda, I've tried, because every time I say that I don't like it, people give me a season on DVD and go, no, you're not watching it. Go home and watch this season. Or in here, go
what?
Home and watch. And I just, I watch it and I'm just left cold.
But what is it? Like, is there something that is kind of like, ugh? Or is it just kind of an overall feeling
no,
that you don't like?
The weird thing is, I really like the movie. And I know that that's like insane because I really enjoyed the movie.
Well, so did I.
And
that movie kind of seems different from the.
It is different, yeah. I expected what was in the movie to be part of the TV series, but every time I've tried to watch it, and it's not without trying. Because seriously, and I know this, and people who know me know this. I should like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like it's as you know me, Esmeralda. That's way mm-hmm. in my wheelhouse. Like it has so many things about it that I should love, but I just never got it. So, and I know I'm in the minority on it. I've tried, man, and I've gone back several times. I really have, in an effort to just try and like it, and it just does nothing for me. So, all right, we got a break. 312-981-7200. Everybody else likes it. You don't. I just don't get it. Yeah, man. Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we're here until 5 a.m. And, 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. We'd love to hear from you. I've got a bunch of texts here I'm going to read, and we would love to hear from you if you want to call in or text us. 312-981-7200. We're doing a round of I Just Don't Get It. We do this every once in a while, where we're talking about things that everybody else seems to love and you don't like or you hate. And we're covering every category, be it food or entertainment, movies, books, actors, actresses, music, everything that encompasses it. Everybody seems to love it, and you just don't get it. 312-981-7200. Here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I got it. We're about the same age, Nick. We're 55. I got a buddy. He goes to see Poison and Rat and all these guys that were never good in the 80s and spend $85, $90 a ticket and buy black T-shirts like we bought in the 80s.
Yeah.
I don't get that a bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are certain bands of that era that I actually like. I don't know if I would pay $89 to see Rat, but there are certain there are certain guilty pleasures that I have about some of the 80s 80s bands, but I certainly would not spend a ton of money on it. That's for sure. So,
but that's my I don't.
All right, okay, Steve. Thank you. Steve said I was 55. I just turned 52. I just want to make sure that nobody's speeding up the time on this. I just turned 52, like 6 days ago. So let's not move
let the
things.
Record
along.
Show.
Yeah, let the record show. I'm not 50. I'm 52.
We tend to get sensitive about 1 or 2 years as we get older.
When you start, when you hit like the 40s in your 40s, right. And people go, "Yeah, you know, you're 46, right?" And you're like, "No, I'm 44. I'm 44. Yeah, so I'm not 55.
3 months, man. Still 3 months to go.
Exactly. All right, we got some texts here, and I love this topic. I think it's so much fun. Everybody on the planet loves it. You don't. Every category possible. Here at 910 area code says Cameron Diaz. I gotta agree. You know what? I'll tell you this. I liked her in The Mask. You know, like the very first movie that I ever remember her in. I thought she was very hot, and I thought she was good in The Mask. And I have a certain amount of patience for There's Something About Mary. But outside of that, every time like she shakes her butt in the camera, and she does it in every damn movie, I just go, please.
What was that awful movie? It was her and Selma Blair.
Oh,
it was just all gross out. It was kind of not gross out weird.
It was you know the raunchy girls can do it comedy that's so popular now.
Right, it was like a weird. This is just happening because we want to be raunchy. Like,
I can't remember the name. No, it was terrible. I can't remember the name of it, but I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name of it, and it wasn't called because there was. I think it was a one word title because there was one with Amanda Peet, which was called Whipped, I want to say, which was similar to what you're talking about, the one with Selma Blair and Cameron Diaz, and I know exactly it's the same kind of thing. It's like Rough Night was. It's like Bad Moms. It's in that category. And I mean, not that women can't be raunchy and tasteless and funny, because they can.
The sweetest thing.
Oh my God, that's it.
See, but it was like a weird, I don't know. I don't mind those movies either, but for some reason that one just rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, a lot of them rubbed me the wrong way. Like Rough Night, I thought there were things in Rough Night that were very funny. You know, and it's one of those movies where it's like, oh, you know, because there are so many raunchy guy movies, and then, you know, The Hangover comes out and everybody is like, oh, we need a female Hangover. There's another one coming out this next weekend called Girls Trip with Queen.
That looks like it's going to be funny, though.
Queen Latifah and, come on.
Yeah, but that line really? With Tiffany Haddish.
Well, Tiffany Haddish is funny. Tiffany Haddish, it's like, here's how I'm looking at this one. It's going to be like Rough Night because Kate McKinnon is gold. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Kate McKinnon, always great and always funny. Same thing with Tiffany Haddish. I think the rest of the movie is going to suck, but I think Tiffany Haddish is going to be funny. So it's going to be like, it's going to be the same kind of thing, except you've got Tiffany Haddish instead of Kate McKinnon in this one. But it's not that women can't do that, because my God, Bridesmaids yeah. is one of the funniest movies ever made.
Yeah, I love Bridesmaids.
And better than any of the Hangover, like 9,000 times better than any of the damn Hangover movies.
Yeah. But there's just something about, you know, it's that whole like, gross for the sake of being gross.
Yeah, no, you know like, what it is, Esmeralda? It's forced.
Yeah, and they're piling it on.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually how I feel about a lot of Cameron Diaz's work in any genre. Like, I couldn't believe Scorsese cast her in Gangs of New York. I was like, come on, dude, what the hell? Did you lose a bet? Why would you cast Cameron Diaz in this movie? And she wasn't as bad as I thought she would be, because she was directed by Martin Scorsese. You know what I mean? When you have a guy who is one of the best actor-directors that you can possibly have, then you're not going to completely stink on ice. But, you know, I mean, she's in the same, you know, she's in the same scenes with Leo DiCaprio and Daniel Day-Lewis. No, no, no. All right. How about this one? 773 area code says, I don't get it. I hate Billy Joel.
I don't hate him.
Listen,
I don't care for him. Like, well, I'm not about to buy a ticket or buy an album.
I will say this. First of all, Billy Joel used to be great. In the 70s, he was great. Right around the mid-80s is the point where it's no. So he is now one of those artists who used to be great but sucks. And he's also in the subcategory of, he sucks longer than he's been great. So it's like Aerosmith is in that category too, and so is Stevie Wonder. Aerosmith has sucked a lot longer than they were great, and they used to be really great. Stevie Wonder has sucked a lot longer than he's been great. The problem with Stevie Wonder is that when he was great, nobody was better on the planet. That's the difference. But Billy Joel, I will say this, Esmeralda. I went to see Billy Joel long after I cared about him. You know what I mean? It's like I got free tickets. And I'm like, I don't want to see Billy Joel now. It's not 1977 when he was awesome. And I went, and it was fantastic, because he doesn't play anything but the good stuff.
Do you think it's because he knows?
Oh, he knows. He knows. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up next. You don't like it, everybody else does. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of Trip Tower. Figure since Esmeralda was talking about 90s pants, I'd play this.
This is the good part of the 90s.
That's a great song,
late
man.
90s.
Yeah, that's a great song, Filter. Did they have any other hits, Filter? They had a few, didn't they?
They did Hey Man, Nice Shot, right?
No. Was it Bush?
No, that was Filter.
Yeah, that was Filter. I hate that song.
You don't like Hey Man, Nice Shot?
I hate that song. I hate it. Yeah. So, hey, it's Nick DiGilio. There you go. There's a song that everybody loves that I don't like right there. And we're talking about things that everybody loves but you hate. Dan Long is producing this morning. Dan Shugrue is off until Monday morning. And the great Dan Long is filling in. Dan, do you have anything that you just don't understand everybody else seems to love?
I was thinking, and it was only because I was just thinking about this recently, but talking about the candy Starburst. I don't know how familiar everyone is with the different flavors.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to love the pink strawberry. I don't know what kind of circles I run in where this topic comes up over and over again, but everybody seems to love that pink strawberry,
mm-hmm.
and I find it really bland and kind of, it does nothing for me.
Yeah. So it's the pink strawberry Starburst.
In the traditional
Starburst package.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. I find Starburst to be, I'm not a big Starburst guy. I'm a Skittles guy over the Starburst. And I think it's because Starburst is just, first of all, it sticks to your teeth. It's hard to chew. And it's very waxy. I'm just not a fan of the Starburst.
Yeah, you got to be close to a sink and a toothbrush.
Right. And who wants
to chew them?
Who wants to eat candy next to a toothbrush and a sink? That's not how you wanna. All right, we got some calls coming in. Here's Mary on WGN. Hi, Mary.
Yeah, I hate musicals.
Yeah, you're not alone. I know a lot of people who can't stand musicals. I have a lot of friends who can't stand them.
They're so queer, and they don't age well. And the funny thing is, I was for like 30 years a music teacher.
Mm. Well, you can be a music teacher and not like musicals, Mary. I mean,
it's a pop culture thing, but I can't tell you how many kids and their parents got into community theater.
Yeah.
And they would invite me and expect me to attend.
Well, here's the thing, Mary. I think there's a difference between community theater musicals and like classic good musicals. Because I would hate musicals as well if my only exposure to musicals was community theater musicals. That's but I love the classic movie musicals. And hey, look, my number one movie last year was La La Land. So I happen to enjoy a good musical. And so far my favorite movie this year is a car chase musical. So I happen to like that stuff. Mary, thank you for the call. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Okay. Some more texts are coming in. You ready, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Because I will be driving home when you discuss things, I just didn't want to get I wanted to get this off my chest. Any and all of the Bachelor shows, I can't stand them. I don't watch them. I don't understand why no one should be that desperate.
Yeah, I don't like them either.
I don't like those shows either.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
They're all the worst people ever.
The Bachelor and the Bachelorette, no. And I'm a reality guy, and I like train wreck shows. Listen, one of my favorite shows ever was Being Bobby Brown, and that was as big a train wreck TV show as you could possibly imagine.
See, but that somehow is natural. Like, them just being kooky was not... I don't know what it is about the Bachelor, because they're scheming.
Yeah,
for the quote unquote love of a guy,
and yet I watched every season of the Flavor Flav thing, and I watched every season of the I'm bald but I won't admit it I'm from Poison with the Brett Michaels.
See, but those were skeezy, like it was unabashedly skeezy.
Yeah,
and the Bachelorette and the Bachelor, I think they're like no, we're classy, we're trying to find love and marriage.
Yeah. I remember.
But Flavor of Love is just like, no, I just want to date a lady.
I remember the third. I loved New York, by the way, and I watched her spinoff as well.
Oh, she's the best.
Oh, my God. Who was the blonde? They had the
Pumpkin?
Pumpkin. Come on. She was awesome.
Spit on her?
Spit on her. Fantastic. Some of the greatest television ever. I remember, and I think it was the third season of Flavor of Love on the premiere.
Oh, where that was she...
She took a dump on the stairs.
A little accident?
Little accident on the stairs. She took a dump on Flavor Flav's stairs.
I was like, was there no bathroom?
Seriously.
It was going on there?
20 minutes into the episode and somebody crapped on the stairs. I was like, this is the reason I pay for cable. This is absolutely the reason that I pay for cable.
Yeah, see? And on The Bachelor, all they would do is just get drunk and then they get all cryy.
And then they get in a hot tub. Don't they get in hot tubs and stuff?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch it. My ex-wife used to watch The Bachelor. I think she watched one season of The Bachelor, and I would just go in the other room. See, she would go in the other room when I watched It's Always Sunny, and I'd go in the other room when any of The Bachelor stuff would come on. I don't know.
Oh, and also those people probably think that they're good people.
Yeah.
And they're not.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them are.
Hey, listen, I'm not one to really judge either. I watch three nights a week of Big Brother. Do you know what, I mean? And then, like, when I really get into Big Brother, I'll watch the live damn feed of them sleeping.
See, but again, I think they don't. They know what's happening.
Yeah, some people don't, I don't think. I mean, if you watch this show, there are people on that show where you just go, what the hell, man?
But they know. I just, there's this feeling when people are on The Bachelor and Bachelorette, there's just this skeezy feeling, but they don't admit it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that kind of, the genuineness is what throws me off. Because I bet you I'm Big Brother, like, yeah, no, I'm going to try to play this game or do whatever.
Although that's
do.
Exactly what it's about. There's a lot of, like, I've often described it when I post on Facebook that I'm watching it. I often say, well, it's time for me to watch shirtless guys and bikinied women whisper to each other in different rooms. Because that's essentially what it is.
You know? Yeah, and on The Bachelor, they're like, I'm just trying to find love.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, uh-huh.
You're trying to be on TV is what you're trying to do. 312 area code doesn't understand Led Zeppelin. Oh, come on now. Let's not get crazy. It says, I don't need some radio DJ named Gunner telling me that we're going to be getting the lead out for the next hour. Well, that's Gunner's fault, not Zeppelin's fault.
Right?
Blame Gunner. Yeah, man, we're going to get the lead out for 5 hours of deep cuts. Getting the lead out. Gunner.
Did they get the lead out on the Morning Zoo show that used to...
Oh, our Morning Zoo show with Shadow. What the hell was his name? Shadow Bags? Bags?
Shadow Bags.
Olive Loaf.
Yeah.
Undergarment.
Mm-hmm.
Foot Cheese.
Yes.
They're all still locked in there.
I think they literally got the lead out. LEAD.
All right. Here's Don on WGN. Hey, Don.
Hey, Nick. How you doing this morning?
All right. What's up?
I absolutely cannot stand the movie A Christmas Story.
Oh, man. Wow. You are probably the only person I've ever heard say that. Why don't you like it?
Everything about it just makes me want to vomit.
What?
Even if I see the opening credits, I just want to puke.
Wow. Well, then you stay away from TBS on Christmas Eve, I would imagine, Don.
Well, yeah, I've made the mistake of posting one time that I just could not stand movie. And the best thing about it being on TBS is I didn't have to risk seeing it anywhere else.
Yeah.
And just spent the next 4 days getting abused on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would never post. If I hated A Christmas Story, I would never post that on Facebook.
I'm amazed people didn't go over to your house and just pick it.
I have that movie in the same category as DEFCON 4.
Uh-huh. Wow. Jeez, Don. Way to pull an old 80s one out of your pocket there. All right.
DEFCON 4 might have been the only movie we ever walked out of, and then when we got to the back row, we just sat back down and sat in the back row and made fun of it like it was Plan 9 from Outer Space or something.
Well, it's a bad movie. All right, Don, thanks, man.
Thanks, Nick.
Take care. You know, I've often said that sometimes I'm alone in a room when it comes to a movie, and I used to call it the Joe Dirt Room because I love Joe Dirt, and I know that, like, everybody, you know, and I can't stand David Spade. But I love Joe Dirt. I think Joe Dirt is a great movie.
Agreed.
You like it too?
Amazing.
I love
that movie.
Esmeralda, have you seen Joe Dirt?
I've seen bits and pieces. I don't think I've...
I know people like that.
Like literal Joe Dirt people?
Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my.
That's why I love it so much. It's just so...
It's
just bringing back memories.
It's not that exaggerated, Esmeralda. It's really not that exaggerated.
Oh, it ain't that cheap, cold stuff neither. I mean, stuff like that. I mean, if you've lived in this certain places
Now, Dan, you probably hate Joe Dirt, right?
Not at all.
No? Oh, wow, I'm finding
great
more people.
Flash of brilliance from Dennis Miller, too.
There's greatness in that movie. There really is. It's, you know what it is? It's Forrest Gump, but with a hick. You know what I mean? It's Forrest Gump, but with an idiot hillbilly.
Didn't he have a radio show at one point?
He's on a radio show.
Oh, right, he's telling his story.
That's his story. He's being interviewed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did they make a second one?
Yes, they did. It was awful. It was awful.
I didn't even know that.
It went straight to video. It was terrible.
Was it still David Spade?
Yes, of course it was. What else is he going to do?
Well, I don't know. They could, like, son of Joe Dirt or something.
No, it was awful. It was awful. But that the first Joe, I used to call it the Joe Dirt Room, and I would do this. I'd be like, excuse me, is there anybody here? I'm in the love for Joe Dirt Room. Seems I might be the only one here.
I imagine like it's in back in the AOL days when you go into a chat room and there's no one in there.
Yeah, that's exactly what the Joe Dirt Room used to be. But evidently now Dan and Vic will join me in the Joe Dirt Room. See, I do have one room left alone again, and that's the hello. This is the Freddy Got Fingered room. Hi. It seems I'm the only one here in the Freddy Got Fingered room.
Welded off all entries and exits to that room.
You should put up. You should do like a little marathon of these movies.
It would just be me.
I don't think I've seen. You know what? I haven't seen either in its entirety.
Well. Yeah, have you seen Freddy Got Fingered?
No, I don't think I've ever seen that one in its entirety.
What about you, Vic?
I know Rip Torn is in it.
Rip Torn is definitely in it. What are you going to say, Vic?
Like Dan, I got into it like 2 minutes and was like, what? Shut it off.
Well, that is an endurance test. That movie is an endurance test.
I tried Twin Peaks. By the way, I went back and watched the original Twin Peaks, which I had never seen, and tried to watch this one, and I tried to watch it when I was on vacation in a hotel room. And I thought maybe something's going to happen, and I watched it for 15 minutes and did exactly what you said. I turned the channel and looked at Jeannie, who was on the bed on the iPad by now, and said, "What the hell?"
Can you remember what episode you watched?
Well, I don't remember the episode, but it was like 10 minutes of like it was like from the perspective of like a ghost hovering over a dark lake, and then it was just nothing. I kept waiting, like something's going to come eventually, and then you could see something off in the distance, and it was a lighthouse, and then it went up, and then it just to a room with a large woman sitting on a bed. And
yeah, that was episode.
You stared at her for 5 minutes,
dude. That was episode three. That was episode three.
And you know what? I didn't read anything about that show until the next day, and I read that it was more about experience them. I'm like, okay.
That's so funny. Oh. That's so funny. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. And Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Pete McMurray filling in for Steve Cochran this morning at 6. And we are talking about things that you don't like, but everybody else seems to like. You just don't get it. Everybody loves it. You hate it. 312-981-7200. A bunch of texts here. Let me get to more of these texts. 773 area code. I don't get the fascination of the new Wonder Woman movie. Oh. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that's a man. hey, listen, to be fair, Eric didn't like it either. Eric didn't like Wonder Woman either. He's wrong, but he didn't like it.
Yeah, he is.
309 says, I do not get sushi. Love sushi.
What's there not to get?
I guess just eating raw fish bothers them.
I guess so.
I do not get the same person. The Hangover movies, I'm with you on that. I do not get Old School. Will Ferrell's funny in it. The rest of it is... The Real Housewives of Anywhere. I totally agree with that. I don't watch that. He also doesn't understand man buns. Yes. I also don't understand that Ken has a man bun now, Barbie's boyfriend. They've given him a man bun. Did you know that, Esmeralda?
I did see that.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think Barbie and Ken are together anymore.
Well,
I thought I had seen that they'd broken up.
What? Because of the man bun.
I think it was way before that.
Oh, all right.
Barbie had had enough.
All right. And then 309 Erico says, every Mark Wahlberg movie. Well, see, now that's just wrong. I can understand Mark Wahlberg's made some bad movies. But for God's sake, he's in Boogie Nights. Right there, he gets a pat. He's in The Other Guys with Will Ferrell. He's in I Heart Huckabees, and he's brilliant in I Heart Huckabees. 309 area code says, I don't get Rush. Yeah, man, Rush! Yeah, Gunner likes Rush! But they are great musicians. Well, all right. That's a start. 309 area code says, I love musicals, but I didn't care for Wicked. I just stay mum when the topic comes up. A lot of wicked fans out there, man. They'll bust your face open if you say something bad. 3224 area code says, I just don't get the fidget spinners. Well, I can tell you this. I don't know about the fidget spinners, but that damn fidget cube that you guys got me for my birthday has been getting a workout.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I use it every day. I sit on the couch, I watch TV, and I've got that fidget spinner in my hand. It very rarely leaves my hands. I'm not kidding. I do not get Facebook or James Taylor. Well, that's random. That's pretty great. 224 area code. Austin Powers movies. I love comedies and I love spy movies, but they're just not funny to me. Well, yeah, because you know why? Because they're not funny. That's why. 630 area code says, I just don't get it. Craft beers. Just give me a can of some good old mass-produced American brew. Well, listen, when I was a beer drinker, I enjoyed craft beer. My friend, Pete Crowley, who is the owner of the Haymarket Pub and Grill, over on Lake?
Randolph.
Randolph. They're on Randolph. I should know that. Well, I haven't been there in a very long time because I quit drinking 2 years ago. But I used to go there all the time, and he brews a beer called the Matthias, which is one of the best beers I've ever had in my life. And, the first time he's like, hey, you got to try this. I remember being at the bar, and he's like, here, try this. And I try it, and I was like, oh, my God, this is the best. And I had like three or four of them. Then I got up to go to the bathroom, and I was like, whoa. Because when I was a drinker, I could handle four beers was like a glass of water to me when I was a drinker.
Right, but what's the...
Well, it was 12.5.
You.
So, and he didn't tell me, you know. But here's the thing. Now, you guys know, you've had like craft beers and stuff. If there's and you've had beers that have a high alcohol content, you can taste it. You can taste it. When a beer has an excessively high alcohol content, you can taste it and go, ooh. This Matthias stuff is so unbelievably smooth, and it tastes so good that you can't taste it.
Oh, boy.
And that's why I had no – because, you know, I mean, I am an alcoholic, but I was, you know, when I drink a functioning alcoholic at that time. And so I could taste – you know, I can taste the difference in beers, man. I know when there's a high alcohol content in a beer. And so, you know, I'm drinking this stuff like it's Budweiser, and then I get up to go to the bathroom. I'm like, what the hell is happening? And then Pete goes, it's 12.5, buddy. I'm like, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. See if I can walk to the L now to get home. Thank you.
I think there's a difference between mass-produced, you know, are you drinking the kind that just tastes like water?
Yeah.
Or are you drinking something that has a flavor?
No, yeah. I mean, when I was a drinker, I loved craft beer. And there's always room for, you know, Schlitz. Schlitz was my domestic go-to. You know, you can get a six-pack of Schlitz for $1.50. So, you know. All right, we got a break here. The news is up in 6 seconds. Yeah, man. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor. Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock. Dan Shagru not in this morning, so that's why we haven't done the Triple Play Thursday. Dan Long is filling in for him. He'll be in tomorrow as well.
Yes,
DJ Longfellow will be making his Fly Jam appearance.
I was hoping for a Slip Skiply appearance, but...
no, we don't
do
that.
Some other time.
Yeah, Fridays is not when we do pop-up video. Any other day of the week we do, because Fridays is so regimented. That we have so many regular features on Friday. So Esmeralda is not going to be here tomorrow, so Esmeralda the Heartmelda won't be here. But
are we off tomorrow?
No. You and I are here.
Oh.
I mean, go ahead and not show up. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you don't want me to do the news. It'll just be reports on Freddie Got Fingered. That would be all of my news. So Esmeralda is off, so MC Badass Baddish. We'll be in. So for Fly Jams Friday. Also, Dan Feinberg is going to join us from the Hollywood Reporter. a great TV dude who normally is with us every other Thursday, but this morning, later on this morning, you said 10:30 Central Time, right, Vic? For the Emmy nominations?
That is correct.
Yeah. So the Emmy nominations just a few hours away, and we're going to cover that and talk all about the winners and the losers and the snubs and all that stuff when Feinberg joins us tomorrow morning. Then we got all of our regular features, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, all and more. All right, let's we get back to the topic that we were talking about, having a lot of fun this morning, talking about things that you don't get but everybody else seems to love. Everybody loves it. You hate it. 312-981-7200 is the phone number and text number if you want to join us. Here's Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Nick, yeah. Good show. Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Line dancing. I don't understand it.
Are people still line dancing? Are they really?
My wife and her sisters and everything started going to these country western bars.
Uh-huh.
And I figured, well, I'll stop in and check them out, see how it's going. And it was like, what?
Well, it was a big thing, like in the 90s, line dancing, and I just thought maybe it was done by now.
Nah, they're still doing it, and I was at a wedding a couple weeks ago, and they did that stupid, what is it, a duck or chicken dance thing?
The chicken dance is not, that's really not line dancing, Jim.
No, but they put that in that category.
All right.
I'll piggyback off Jim and go all dancing. I don't get it.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Seriously, what?
I don't get it.
Oh, wow.
At all.
Did you grow up
be the only person that hates to dance.
Did you grow up in the Footloose town? What?
Right.
Yeah. John Lithgow was the preacher in your town. Well, okay. Well, all right, Jim. Thanks for your call. I like dancing. I don't do it very often, but I like it.
I hate it.
I don't.
Jeez,
I was told that I'm a horrible dancer.
Well, there you go. That's probably why.
And I haven't. I used to think I was a great dancer. Someone told me I'm horrible.
Well, see, then you got a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what it is.
Maybe you just haven't found the right dance.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different types
of
dance.
Do the chicken dance.
There's more than one dance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not all the chicken dance.
Yeah, I hate it. That's maybe the one thing in life I hate.
You know,
I've got to go real quickly. Angelina Jolie. I just want to throw that out there.
You don't get her?
I do not get her.
I've liked her in some movies. I don't necessarily. She's not. You know, actually, like I'm not really. I don't even find her all that great in terms of. I'm not attracted to her, which is I know is weird because most people think she's one of the hottest people
right.
on the planet. But I think she's a really actually can be a great actress. I've liked her in a lot of movies.
For some reason, and here's what it is for me. Every single scene that she's in, to me, and I hate to criticize people, but every single scene, it seems to me, I get the feeling like she's worried about how good she looks in the shot.
Well, yeah.
And I can't get over that.
I can understand that. I can totally understand that. I don't know if you guys remember when she presented at the Academy Awards a couple of years ago when she did that leg thing.
Now I'm going to have to look that up.
Esmeralda, do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
She had like the...
It was all weird and awkward.
Well, yeah, it's because she had the slit in her... She had a long skirt on, or a long dress, which had a long skirt, and she had a slit up the middle of it, and so she made sure her leg was out, the entire leg, all the way up to the top of her thigh. And then you remember when Jim Rash from Community? Jim Rash and Nat Fox and Alexander Payne, all three of those guys wrote the movie The Descendants. With George Clooney, which is a great film. Have you seen that movie, Esmeralda?
I haven't.
And they won Best Screenplay. And when they went up there, Jim Rash did that with his leg. Like he was standing up there, Jim Rash from Community. He's a screenwriter, too. He did that with his leg. You know who Jim Rash is, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
He's the dean on Community. He's hilarious, and he's a great...
Oh, but you also have to say, because she was presenting, and that's how she was doing it.
Right.
Because I saw her, she was on the red carpet, and she did that.
Yeah, well, she was doing it all night. Anytime there was like a full-length shot of her, she made sure that her entire leg was pushed out so everybody could see it,
right.
And it just looked weird.
It's like, we get it, man.
Yeah, but so Jim Rash was standing up there doing that, and it got a massive laugh. Like, you know, like Alexander Payne is giving the speech and Jim Rash is standing next to him doing the leg thing. And he's completely upstaging Alexander Payne. It was fantastic. All right. Here's David on WGN. Hey, David.
I'm calling on behalf of my wife. She can't get this movie that me and my friends love. It's called Dark Star.
Great movie.
John Carpenter.
Of course. Great movie.
Yeah, you know, she does not get the comedy of the fact that the bomb talks.
Well, it's a weird movie, David. You got to admit, it's a very strange movie. It was made, you know, in the early 70s. And you know, John Carpenter is my favorite director. I've interviewed him several times, and it was made under the a lot of influence of drugs and marijuana in particular. And I think you can tell by watching it.
Yeah, I just call on behalf of her. She's
okay.
Asleep, so
she doesn't get it. Okay, David, thanks, man. Yeah, there's a Dark Star is a very weird movie. It's a great movie. It's like a takeoff on 2001, but with hippies and pot. It's just it's the first Carpenter's first movie. It was a college project. Esmeralda, if you ever get a chance to see Dark Star, it's just a very crazy movie. I bet V has seen it.
Probably, yeah.
I bet he's seen it. All right, we got some more texts here. 77. We're talking about. By the way, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about things that you don't get that everybody else loves. What is it? You're in the minority. Everybody loves it. You hate it. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 773 area code says, I don't get it. That would be I hate Roseanne Barr. I run, you know, I'm not going to say I love Roseanne Barr, but I thought her show was pretty groundbreaking and pretty funny and pretty real. And I like it. You know, I like the fact that it represented the middle class in a pretty honest way. And I love John. I love John Goodman. So, did you watch Roseanne when it was on?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was
and great. Reruns.
Yeah, I mean, it really did. You know, it represented. I think it represented. You know, white, middle America, working class, really well. You know, I thought it did, and I love the fact that they were really sort of hilariously honest parents who would say terrible things to their kids, and that seemed real to me. That seems absolutely real to me. And it also helps that it was a very funny show. So now, you know, her, you know, singing the national anthem and grabbing her crotch and stuff like that and all the adventures that she had with Tom Arnold, not so much. And her stand-up was okay. Her first when she came out of the gate with her stand-up and did it from the point of view of a working-class, you know, housewife mother, fantastic stuff. And that's the material that they used to make the show. As her stand-up, you know, went on, her material changed and it wasn't nearly as funny nor nearly as honest because at that point she was a prillionaire. And then, and as you know, Esmeralda, the show, you know, that show jumped the shark when they won the lotto.
Yeah, it got weird.
Well, because the whole aesthetic of the show completely changed. That's not what the show was about. That's not what the core of the show was about. Also, by the way, Laurie Metcalf rules. I love Laurie Metcalf. And, you know, they're bringing Roseanne back.
I heard about that. I'm curious how they're going to, if it's going to be a continuation.
Yeah, I don't
know how it's going to
everybody. Everybody's coming back. Everybody. So it'll be interesting to see how they, I think it's only going to be 8 episodes.
I wonder, are they going to, because in the end, it was that whole thing where like she was imagining stuff. So things were like, people were not coupled with the people
right.
For real. So yeah. It's like, is that going to be like that or?
Yeah, they're gonna. I don't know what they're gonna do. It's very weird. I don't know what they're gonna do with a lot of these things. How did Will and Grace end? Because that's coming.
I don't remember.
I don't remember how Will and Grace end. I like the other two characters better.
I don't think anybody died.
No, I don't think so.
So, I don't know. They're bringing back Dan on Roseanne.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, Goodman's in it. They've talked to Goodman. He was on what show is the daughter from Roseanne? Talk show is she on? Is she on The View or The Talk?
The Talk.
The Talk, right? The one with Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, The
okay.
Talk.
Yeah, The Talk. He was on there, and that's when they talked about the reunion. Goodman was on there. So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to handle it. And I don't know the sequel to Blade Runner. What version? What version is the sequel of? Because there's three director's cuts. There's three cuts of. There's four cuts, and one of them, it's pretty clear that at the end, Rick Deckard is a replicant. So I what are you doing? What's the sequel going to be? This one that's coming out with Gosling. I don't know. Welcome back, everybody. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. We're talking about things that that you don't get. I just don't get it. Everybody else on Earth loves it. And we're talking about any category from food to entertainment to anything. You don't like it, but everybody else seems to. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and texts. We got a bunch of texts coming in. Let me give you another one here. 608 area code says, I don't get the appeal of fantasy sports leagues. It's just lost on me. Andy said that. Dan, do you belong in any fantasy leagues?
Yeah, I'm in a football league, and then I'll do baseball like here and like every couple years. I end up in a fantasy baseball league, but it's always like they play every day. So by May,
yeah, man.
By like the middle of May, you forget to set your lineup, and
you're,
no,
you
like got to
be really
games back.
For baseball, you got to be really dedicated.
Yeah,
I mean football, I can understand. There's 16 games. You know what I mean? I can understand that. Hockey's another one you got to be pretty dedicated to because there's like 80 games.
Yeah.
So, you know,
football I think is perfect because of that, and it's enough to make, yeah, I mean, you know, Sunday, Monday, there's a whole slate of games. It's enough to make the non-Bears games interesting for me.
Oh, you know? No, absolutely. No, I kind of understand the football. I'm not into any of the fantasy leagues. A lot of my friends are in the hockey leagues, and there would be nights when I remember when I used to watch all the hockey games. I used to hang out at a bar called Ricochet's in Lincoln Square. And I knew everybody there. The bartenders were all buddies. Big Hawks bar, that Ricochet's. And they were always trying to get me into the fantasy league. They were like, man, you got to do the NHL fantasy league. It's fantastic. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. And then there'd be times when we'd be watching you know, other games, or we'd be watching a Hawks game. And because of the results of the other games, they were like rooting against Niemi to get a shutout. Because they needed, you know, like they needed more points. You know, it was like, well, no. When it affects how you root for the Hawks, it's ridiculous. So anyway, I don't know. I don't know. You know, Dan Shigrew is big time into the football, the fantasy league, football fantasy league, big time.
Really?
Oh yeah. He's very good too. I mean, he wins a lot. 630 area code, I don't get. It says, Nick, everything. Just everything. I'm only 27. I don't understand most popular things anymore. I feel the world is just getting dumber and dumber and more disrespectful by the day. Jesus, sounds like me. You're only 27, man. Relax.
That one was fun just because of how jaded it was.
27? Man, come on now. 540 says The Walking Dead, a soap opera without actual soap. It's for trailer trash. Wow. All right. Hey, listen, I was on board with the Walking Dead for the first three seasons. Once it was like right after the whole subplot with the governor, I was like, all right, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, me too.
And yeah, I mean, I love the first two seasons. The first two seasons I think are still great. But the governor stuff, I just got a little bit tired of. Is that where you dropped out too, Esmeralda?
Pretty much, yeah.
Right around that time, I got disenchanted during that season with the governor, and then like after that, I was like, okay, I'm not going to go back. And then I went back and I watched the first episode of last season.
Where they got the guy with the bat.
What the hell is his name? The dude with the bat. I can't remember because I don't watch the show anymore.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
No, I know the actor's name, but he's got like his character's got a name. Somebody will know. And they're, you know, probably yelling at the radio right now. But anyway, I turned it on because I watched the first episode of that season because somebody was going to die. You know, they were teasing it. Remember that everybody was mad at the end of that season before because it was cut to black. You didn't see who. Nudie Nod. So anyway, he was supposed to bust somebody's skull, and then like so everybody was talking about the first, you know, oh, this is going to be the most amazing season premiere ever. So I was like, all right, and I'll give it a shot. And I hadn't watched it in probably four seasons, you know, or whatever. So I turn it on and I watched the entire episode, and it was crap. And it was most of it was just a tease, and then you know like, and then finally when the heads start getting smashed in, it just seemed really excessive. And not necessary. So I turned it off.
This is Negan, by the way.
Negan.
Thank you, 630.
Okay.
I like Need Nod.
Nude Nod Need?
that's his name.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just stopped that show as well. All right, here's Tim on WGN. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Love the topic, by the way.
Thank you.
So, the movie Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
I don't get it. There was a good performance in there. The only thing I remember from there is Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's a movie that, I mean, I'm with you, Tim. I don't get that movie at all. And it was a movie that when it came out, it initially tanked. Like, nobody went to see it, and it didn't do well at all. But then when it came out on DVD, suddenly it developed this really rabid cult following. And actually, speaking of the Boondock Saints, two of the guys from Boondock Saints are going to be at Flashback at the convention. It's going to be like a Boondock Saints reunion. So they're going to be there. If people are interested, I know a lot of people who love that movie. But I'm actually with you, Tim. I don't get the Boondock Saints. I don't get it. You ever see it, Esmeralda?
I have, but I didn't watch it like a million times or anything.
So. Yeah. Well, I've only seen it once because I didn't like it.
I remember not hating it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I haven't had a want to see it again.
Yeah. Well, I don't get it. All right, Tim, thanks for the call. We're going to take a break, and that's what we're talking about. After the news, we'll get back into it. I just don't get it. Everybody loves it. I don't in every category possible. 312-981-7200. The news is up next. Yeah, man. Hello. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. I'm your overnight dude. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Pete McMurray filling in for Steve Cochran at 6 a.m. We would love to hear from you here. We're talking about things that that you hate that everybody else seems to love. And 312-981-7200. And, you just don't get it. Everybody loves it. I just don't get it. Let's see. Here is Patrick on WGN. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. Hey. Hello again. How you feeling, brother?
All right.
All right. As I was telling Dan, okay, I am about to commit a complete sacrilege here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to preface this. I grew up loving them, absolutely loving them. But in my 20s, I used to work. I was a bouncer. And there were people that came in that were fans of this particular band that were so obnoxious about their love for this band to the point to where if you were playing any other music, they'd shut it off and put on their music. Because if it wasn't their music, it wasn't music. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And anytime it got to the point to where anytime I heard them, I wanted to go Patrick Bateman. You know, running around in my underwear with a chainsaw, killing everything in sight.
Yeah.
Are you ready? It was the Beatles. I went to a point in my life where I absolutely hated the Beatles.
Wow.
And again, it was only because of the obnoxious fans. Once I got away from them, I was able to appreciate and like them again.
Wow.
And I'm sure that's another topic for another time, when obnoxious fans of something make you hate.
Well, listen, I happen to be a big fan of Dave Matthews' band, so I am completely familiar with obnoxious fans. I try to separate the fans from Dave's music, and I've done that successfully for the many, many 20 years that I've been a fan of that band. You know, 20 something years.
Understood. Yeah. It took me a while because when they were that obnoxious, to the point where okay, we're going to turn your music off because your music sucks. It's got to be Beatles or nothing.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like, okay, I know, I understand. It's because they're a bunch of idiots. It's not the band's fault.
Right, right.
But when it's constantly happening, you snap.
Right.
Also, I've tried, and here's another band. I've tried to get into this band, but for some reason, they rubbed me the wrong way. And I can't explain it. Smashing Pumpkins,
I'm with you 100%, Patrick. I don't like the Smashing. I never liked the Smashing Pumpkins. And by the way, the producer of this show, not Dan Long, who's filling in, Dan Shagru, is a super fan of the Pumpkins.
Well, I'm glad he didn't take the call. He probably would have hung up on
you. He would have hung up on you, yeah. All right, Patrick, have a great day.
I understand. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, by the way, the name of the character you're looking for from The Walking Dead, that's Negan.
Yeah, we got that.
Oh, you did get it. I didn't. I was on hold, so yeah. I didn't know if you got it.
Yeah, we got it. Thanks, Patrick. All right, buddy, take care. Yeah. Yeah, I just never got into the pumpkins.
I mean, I like the hits, but...
Yeah.
And I did buy the single of Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Listen, you know...
but past that, I never really...
They were a big... I mean, they obviously a massive band.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and influential, and people love them, especially here in Chicago, you know. But no. It just... And I also can't stand Billy Corgan. He drives me nuts. The best thing about Billy Corgan is his involvement in pro wrestling. That's my favorite. That's my favorite thing about him.
What about his love of cats?
Yes, he does love cats. He loves cats and wrestling. I should like him. Unfortunately, I don't like his music.
Have you seen that cover of him with those cats?
Yes.
Oh, Lordy.
But the only song I like. There's one song I actually really, 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 really like.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1979.
Yeah.
That's the one song that I really, really like by the Pumpkins.
I mean, I like all the hits.
Yeah.
Again, I don't hate them or anything.
Yeah.
But,
Dan, where do you stand on the Pumpkins? Do you like them?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. 1979, great. Siamese Dream, I think, is a great record.
Yeah.
I don't go much deeper with them than that.
Though. Siamese Dream was the album that was out when all the grunge stuff was just blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of grouped in with all that stuff. And it's a different kind of record than the kind of grunge stuff that everybody was listening to. But it got lumped into it, you know, because it came out right at that time. I mean, geez, it was right smack dab in the middle of all that stuff. But yeah, I know it's not cool being a Chicagoan and not liking the Smashing Pumpkins, but I'm sorry. Of course, I'm a Chicagoan who can't stand Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and I'm also a Chicagoan who doesn't like the Blues Brothers. So, yeah. 815, so that fits in for me to this topic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the Ferris
Blues
Bueller.
Brothers, yeah. Ferris Bueller. I don't hate the Blues Brothers. I just don't like it. I hate Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I despise that movie, every frame of it. It's despicable. 815 area code says, I'm 33 and technically a millennial. See, now you're 33, right?
Yeah, we're now Xenials. They came up with a new thing.
It says, I'm 33, I'm technically a millennial. Okay, or you're a Xenial.
Yeah, they've come up with a new thing.
I don't get social media. I do use it, but it doesn't rule my life. Okay. 630 area code. Hi, Nick and crew. I hate hot, spicy food and those damn red chili flakes. They're in and on everything, and I don't get it. From Nancy.
Not even that spicy, but okay.
Sorry?
I said not even that spicy, but okay.
Yeah, I'm not a big spicy food guy. Like, I don't understand when people just, you know, get the hottest thing possible.
Right.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get the numb your tongue spicy, but
yeah.
Some red pepper flakes.
No, red pepper flakes are fine. You get a little kick to the food. I don't mind that. You know what I like? I like when it's the kind of spice that you have in a dish, and it kind of sneaks up on you.
Yeah,
eat it, and you're like, oh, that's nice, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, wait a minute, whoa,
yeah,
whoa.
I like the build, the one that builds as you.
That's
eat
what
it.
I'm talking about. Yeah, but the stuff is immediately when you put it in your mouth,
right?
And
there's
no point. Your mouth explodes. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, your taste buds just are blown out.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. Are you a hot guy? Well, yeah, you're a hot guy, but are you hot in terms of like,
I'd say
you
no
like
on
the food?
No on both
food
accounts, but no, I like a little bit. Some dishes benefit from a little bit of heat, obviously,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm not like into the ghost pepper, like nuclear wasteland
right.
Wings.
I don't get those. Have you seen, I think we talked, yeah, we had it on the Wood Esmeralda Buy that it's one chip.
Yeah.
It's the hottest chip.
The hottest
it's
chip
like,
ever.
I don't want to eat that
I know,
for.
It doesn't make no sense.
I mean, I guess for just like, you know, like, silly.
If people dare you. Yeah,
right.
I dare you, man.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. We were talking about, was it last week when we were talking about Adam Richman who ate the hottest wings ever and then had to sit there for 5 minutes with the sauce all over?
That's not
I don't
fun.
Understand that.
That's just not enjoyable.
No. Yeah, a little spice, sure.
Right, but when it's to the point where you're just suffering.
Yeah. We were that's when we were talking about how many napkins I use.
Right.
By the way, I have used many of the napkins that you guys got me for
I would
my
imagine
birthday.
You're all done with them.
Close. 708 area code says, I don't get deep dish pizza.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Me neither. If I'm going to eat deep dish, I'm going to eat Lou Malnati. That was me.
Oh, okay.
If I'm going to eat deep dish, I'm going
like, to, oh my gosh,
I'm going to eat Lou Malnati's.
Yeah.
Cause that's the best. But I like thin crust. I like crispy thin crust, classic thin crust Chicago style pizza cut in squares.
I like I like the thin crust. I like a New York style, the Neapolitan style.
The New York style, not so much. I don't like the big giant triangles. And anybody who folds pizza needs a slap. All the West Coast people, yeah, you fold the slice. Don't fold
East
it.
East Coast.
Sorry, yeah, East Coast. West Coast pizza don't know what pizza is.
They don't, yeah.
Yeah, all right. And I also, deep dish pizza doesn't come cut in squares, and who the hell wants spinach on their pizza? I like spinach on my pizza.
Spinach is delicious.
Yeah. Give me a thin crust.
Greens on your diet.
Give me a thin crust cheese and sausage anytime. Yes, that's also good. But I like spinach on my pizza.
Yeah. It's a nice little flavor.
773 area code says, some Beatles songs are okay, but they're way overrated, the Beatles. No, they're not. George Harrison is the most talented Beatle, by the way. Well, that's a good opinion. Mm. But no. George Harrison was an amazingly talented guy. I don't want to nitpick between these four guys or three of them. But they're not overrated. The Beatles are rated correctly. They are correctly rated, the Beatles. They are considered the greatest band in the history of rock and roll, and that's correct. That's not overrated. It's just simply a fact. The best rock and roll band ever. 847 area code says, hello, I'm okay with Minions and Guardians of the Galaxy movies, but I can't stand the oversaturated paraphernalia for sale. That's Jesse. You can buy Minions everything.
Yeah, I guess it'd be a bit much when just there's toilet paper with their faces on it.
My mom's obsessed with the Minions.
Yeah.
For Christmas, I bought her like Minion stuff. You know, she loves it. And we went to go see the Despicable Me 3.
Mm-hmm.
Every time the Minions came on, my mom was falling off the chair.
I was watching this. I watched this lady from China who makes stuff in her office. Like weird. She'll make pancakes. She'll take apart her computer and make pancakes on it. Yeah, it's this weird, it's this crazy, like, she just makes stuff. It's so fascinating to watch her just figure out how to make food. She's, like, sitting at her desk making noodles, and I'm like, okay. But she made, I'm sure she now, because she had so many viewers, she made a minion out of, like, a watermelon.
Really?
She carved out the little minion.
That seems pretty cool.
But it was like, okay, I see you're promoting the Minions.
Yeah, well, you know, once she hit a million views, it was like, I better put some Minions in here.
It's like, okay,
yeah,
we get it.
And I, you know, I happen to really, you know, I'm a fan of Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm kind of I wouldn't buy a lot of this stuff, but I toyed with the idea of getting a little baby Groot.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's cute, but when it gets to, like, just household items
right.
brought to you by the Minions, it's
right.
like, okay.
Right. I got my – did you get your set of pots and pans with Groot's face on them? Yeah. But I think baby Groot's adorable.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then teenage Groot.
Yeah. Teenage Groot at the end. That was funny. That was really, really funny. That was a post-script surprise,
whatever.
So we just screwed it up for everybody.
You haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
I don't think
it's only
you
been
care.
Out. It's only been out for 3 months.
I don't think you care.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Nothing like some 80s, yes. Yeah, man!
I'm sure Gunner was playing that too.
Yeah, man! Yes! You know, whenever I would hang out at Ricochet's,
mm-hmm.
and I'd go up to the jukebox, people would always be like, if this idiot plays, yes, I'm going to kill him. Because I would play, like, Heart of the Sunrise, which is, like, 12 and a half minutes long. I would play And You and I, which is like 20 minutes.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm getting my money's worth. You spend money, you want to...
Jeez.
And they got to the point where there would be people at the bar who would just go, say no to yes! All right. We're back. See again, that's people in the minority. They don't like yes. All of us all love yes.
Sure.
Dan, do you like yes?
Now, come on, Close to the Edge.
It's one of
come
the greatest on. Albums of all time. One of the greatest albums of all time. That was 80s Yes, though, so I can understand somebody going, what the hell is wrong with you? 80s Yes, no. Say no to 80s Yes. Say yes to 70s Yes. All right. 815 area code says, my kids say I don't have a sense of humor. I don't get SNL. You don't have a sense of humor.
Like all of it? Or I mean, just certain
how can you
years?
Do this? The show's been on for over 43 years. You can't just...
How do you not get it?
So that's I don't get SNL or movies like Hangover and Talladega, Madea or Austin Powers. See, now you're lumping some movies together that, yeah. that shouldn't be lumped together. Look, the Madea movies are a crime against nature.
Yeah, those are ridiculous.
Austin Powers, you some people like it. I don't. Talladega Nights is funny. Hangover is not funny.
Yeah.
And SNL can be great.
Right.
773 area code. I don't get Kevin Hart. Totally not funny to me. I'm with you there. I did like him. I did like him in that movie with he did with The Rock the last year. The
I'm a tiny man and you're a big man.
Yeah, yeah.
that's all he plays.
Well, he keep looking how big he
I
is.
I know, but he like really loves doing like yeah. Are they gonna be?
Well, he's got a, he's in the movie with The Rock. He's in the new Jumanji movie, which by the way looks horrendous.
Yeah.
You must love the. I mean, that's in, you've got to be in your wheelhouse, right? Jumanji.
No.
Really.
Yeah,
you
remember.
Were a kid, right? When you...
Yeah, it doesn't mean every childhood movie.
Well, wait a minute.
I love.
Yeah, well, it's a good, but Jumanji's a good movie. This new one looks terrible, man.
I saw it once and I didn't.
God almighty. 815 area code says all my friends love the movie Reservoir Dogs and I just don't get it. I'll just remain silent. 630 area code says wine. Everyone tells me that they've always found one that I'll like, and that's Nick from Manuka.
I think that's a, I mean, I think there's a moment when your tongue kind of gets used to certain things or something.
Sure.
I don't know what it is, because I didn't like beer for the longest time.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's...
And then it just something just happened where I was like, wait,
yeah,
I enjoy this.
No, yeah, that's true. It's
so
true.
It could be that, or you just don't like wine.
Or you don't like wine. People don't, there are some people who don't like wine. I mean, now if people are giving you a night train, then that you know you might want to, you know,
oh,
if they're
man.
Serving you up some Mad Dog 2020,
right.
you know maybe. It's 309 area code Prince. I don't get it at all.
All right.
I don't. I'm not going to say anything. Right. The girls loved him too, and which is a head scratcher. I got nothing, man. Seriously, I don't want to. We're done in a few minutes. I don't want to start talking about. How awesome and brilliant and genius Prince was. 847 says, my wife loves the show Shameless. I just don't get it. I have a confused look on my face when it's on.
Yeah, I don't like it either. I can't. None of those characters to me are have any redeemable bone in their body.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing, though. Because
but I understand that whole, like, they're not likable characters.
Yeah.
But you can still find something. I can't find anything likable about them.
Well, you know... I mean, that has done a lot. There's a lot of TV shows like that. I mean,
yeah,
Sonny
is
a perfect
like those,
example.
But
of that.
For some reason, I like those unlikable characters. These,
right.
I just can't. There's something about.
I don't. I've never really gotten into it. I don't really have an opinion of it. I watched it a couple of times, and I was like, 219 area code says I can't stand the Rolling Stones, and I think I'm the only one. Yeah. 708 area code says, Nick, I don't get the whole Brad Pitt thing. Before he fell out of the spotlight, Brad was considered such a hunk. That's Debbie. I like Brad Pitt.
I mean,
he's obviously he's a beautiful man, but
yeah, he's a good looking dude.
He is. He's also a tremendously talented actor. He's a great. He's the whole package. Well, enjoy hearing that one tomorrow. 847 area code says in an early review said Titanic had good special effects, and it would have been tolerable, but all that melodrama with the old woman in the beginning. And the Jack Rose screamed all the way through the last part of the movie made me nuts.
I mean, what else was there going to be? Do you think it was going to be 2 hours of a boat sinking?
Well,
they had to add something.
Well, yeah.
I haven't really seen the movie, but you know.
Well, listen. Here's the thing about Titanic. I actually defend that movie, and I know that And I actually defended it one night, and everybody in the station at that time wanted to kill me.
Yeah.
Like including Dan Shugru. Not Dan Shugru. Andy Herman, my producer at the time, and Paula Cooper was doing news, and they were. I said, "Yeah, Titanic, good movie." What? Here's the thing about Titanic. as soon as the boat hits the iceberg, mm-hmm. it kicks ass. The last hour of that movie rules. Getting through the first 2 hours is a little tough. But as soon as it hits the iceberg, it's fantastic. But I always say this, there was room on that damn door for Jack.
Oh, for sure.
Rose is, she's selfish.
I think they even did one of those Mythbusters.
They did. Absolutely. They did the Mythbusters because he could have gotten on that damn door and been fine.
I don't think she wanted him.
She didn't want him. She got the damn diamond. What does she care?
Yeah. She's like, I had fun. Bye.
That's it. All right. Hey, enjoy your long weekend.
Oh, thank you.
You're going to Pitchfork, and we'll see you Tuesday morning, right?
Tuesday morning.
Yes. Okay. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend, Esmeralda.
You too.
All right. We'll be back. The news is next.